Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. Let's take a few minutes, the last few minutes of the show, to talk World Cup. As we've been saying, we want to hear from Paraguayans and Italians. If you have ties to either Paraguay or Italy, you know they're playing in the World Cup today. Give us a call right now, 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. No doubt you are aware everyone seems to be buzzing about soccer. Did you catch the Post headline over the weekend? U.S. beats England 1-1. The greatest tie since Bunker Hill? Well, we know there's tons of World Cup coverage out there about what's been happening on the field, so we want to take a different approach. Put a little Brian Lehrer show spin on it. We're calling it the Immigrant World Cup, where we talk to all New Yorkers with ties to the various countries competing in the World Cup. You call in and brag about why your country and your immigrant community is the best. And this afternoon on the field in South Africa is Paraguay and Italy facing off. So one of the beautiful things about the World Cup is that it leads to some pretty unexpected pairings. Greece and Nigeria, South Africa, Uruguay, Australia, Serbia. Our plan is to bring some of these odd matchups to the air right here on the Brian Lehrer Show. And every once in a while throughout the World Cup, we're going to pick the random matchup and bring it to air. Today's matchup, Italy-Paraguay, who play this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. Here's the catch. It's not just about soccer. So while a few people are giving Paraguay a chance to beat the Italians in the actual game, you can win today's Immigrant World Cup conversation if you boast about your country convincingly. 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Now, what do we want to hear about? Well, here are some questions to get you started. Why is your country's food the best? Why is your country's music the best? You can even sing, but it has to be something authentic and ethnic from your country. Why is your country's nature the prettiest? Why are your people the most beautiful? Why is your immigrant community New York City's best? Oh, and why is your soccer team the best? We'll hear about that too. Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Joining us now, Rodrigo Franco, a Paraguayan, and he actually owns a restaurant. So we're going to give a little plug to Beco. It's in Williamsburg. Rodrigo.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
How are you? How's it going?
I was going to say buenos dias. Oh, wait, no. Yes, I can still say that. It's 11:53 a.m., so it's still morning.
Good morning. Correct.
Long morning.
Seven in the first game.
Thank you for being part of the Immigrant World Cup. Now, where
You're
exactly
welcome.
Are you from?
I'm from Paraguay. I'm born in Asunción, and I grew up in the border with Brazil too.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
you got a lot of World Cupping you're going to be doing.
Yeah, all the way,
and
every single direction.
Where is Beco?
Yeah, Beco's pretty much in Richardson and Lorimer, one block from the McCarran Park, which is one of the best venues for amateur and non-amateur soccer. And so we are very good located on the heart of the fans of the soccer on Williamsburg.
And I guess you think your country's food is the best.
I think so. Seriously, we got the influence for every single best cuisine and let's say in West and culture, and we're doing the fusion, but back in the day it was not called fusion. We just mixed with our natural ingredients. And I don't know, it shows very, very interesting, but at the same time, very nutritious, you know?
All right. Well, we've got Joe on the line. Joe Scaravella. He is the owner of Enoteca. Maria, Joe, are you with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Buongiorno.
How are you doing?
I'm good. So I imagine you like your Italian food, huh, Joe?
Yes, that's coming from an Italian family. That's what I was raised on.
And what part of Italy is your family from, Joe?
My mother's family is from Sicily, Messina and Sciacca, and my father's family is from a little town outside of Milano called Montecelli d'Ongina.
Wow, beautiful. I happen to have been there. And what's the best dish you've got there on the menu there at Enoteca Maria on Staten Island?
Well, our signature, we try to follow all the poverty-driven dishes, and our signature dish is the kabutzel, which is the sheep's head, which is stuffed with herbs and breadcrumbs, and it's roasted in red wine with rosemary, and it's very interesting. It has five different flavors to it, the brains, the eyes, the meat on the cheek, the tongue. It's a wonderful dish, and it's part of it's what my grandmother made for my grandfather every week, every Sunday.
Joe, you've got the grandmothers who cook, right, at that restaurant?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every day we have a different lady from a different part of Italy, and they cook the food from their town.
I know that place. Awesome. Have you ever had Paraguayan food, Joe?
No, I haven't, but I'm a big fan of Spanish cuisine, and I think that the cuisines of every nationality are important, and I think the grandmothers of every nationality, they bring that tradition forward for everybody to enjoy.
Rodrigo, I imagine you've had Italian food.
I totally agree with him, and I actually have some Italian descendants, and I totally agree with him.
All right, let's bring...
Depends on where you get the product from. It's totally true what you say.
It's about the ingredients. All right,
yeah,
let's bring Marco in. Marco?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, I think you have a lot to say from what I'm seeing on my screen.
Well, I'm only going to say Andiamo Forza Azzurri. We are the greatest soccer team in the world. We've been in the World Cup final 7 times. Only Brazil is the other team that's been in there the same number of times.
Correct.
We are the defending champions of the world. Not just in soccer, but with no disrespect to Paraguay, we are the champions of cuisine, too. There are more Italian restaurants in America than every other country put together. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. Your guys are our grandparents, totally. But now it's time for the grandchild to win the World Cup.
Listen, I have seen Paraguay play, and I'm telling you, for a small country, they are really pretty strong. So,
thank you so much.
Think it's going to be a good game today.
Yeah, totally. I agree with that.
Do any of you guys want to say anything about the music in your countries? Rodrigo, how about Paraguayan music?
Paraguayan music, oh, my God. You have to search. And it's so plural. You're going to find all the influence from especially Italian mandolines and from like the Spanish also guitars and all that through the arps homemade from coconut trees and all that. It's like very, very, very beautiful, imitating the noises of the national birds, the national noises of the water and the waterfalls. It's all about that, and it's all about nature, what is actually now trend, you know what I mean?
And Marco, I have about 30 seconds. Give me 30 seconds on Italian music.
Well, I mean, think about the opera. My God.
Yeah.
Without
there you go.
All right,
it's
a one word answer, and that's all you need to say.
Yeah.
All right, well, gentlemen, thank you so much for participating in the Immigrant World Cup.
I really
liked what Marco said when he said, with all due respect, because that's how it can be. You can celebrate your own culture and at the same time appreciate the cultures of others. And gentlemen, have fun watching the match later today.
Thank you so much.
It'll be Paraguay matching up with Italy at 2:30, and you can watch and at the same time listen to WNYC.
Correct.
There's no reason you can't multitask, right, gentlemen? Thank you. The Immigrant World Cup will continue throughout the World Cup on the Brian Lehrer Show, WNYC.